Hi, it's Alan Carrington again. This is my last stop on this incredible 3 weeks I've been in America. I'm at Liberty University in Virginia. I've just experienced 11,000 students in a football stadium, I guess you'd call it, having church, an experience of a lifetime. But now I'm back in the College of Faculty of Education. I'll get it right in a minute. I'm with Rhonda Heerspink. And Rhonda is, she's one of those people who, I'll get her to give you official title, but that you quickly get to recognise who has the authority and who has the power. And Rhonda's one of those power people. She wouldn't dare admit that. But Rhonda, tell us what you do at the college.
I am the faculty support coordinator for the School of Education here at Liberty University.
Well, that actually means that whoever wants anything done, go and see Rhonda. I'm married to one of them, by the way. Rhonda, I've looked at the websites. I've seen, I've seen the specs. I can't remember. I think they've got 60,000 people in your Blackboard installation. 60,000 students. Can you tell me about how you facilitate Blackboard? I mean, it breaks down into colleges. What's the education got?
We have approximately 10,000 students in the School of Education who attend online mainly, and some of them do attend in residence, but mainly they're online.
Tell me, does each college use the same architecture? I mean, the templates for the courses? Does every course... Yeah, I speak Australian, you speak American, okay? Somewhere in between there's English. But what do we do? Is it each course in Liberty has a Blackboard presence?
Yes, we use Blackboard as our means to portray or to get across our content of our courses, and there is a template. We have a department called CAFE. It's a Center of Excellence for Faculty, or Center of whatever it stands for.
Okay.
We call it CAFE. And yeah.
We have the same disease. It's called acronymitis.
Okay. Yes, and it's hard to remember what they stand for. They help maintain our Blackboard presence so that students don't go in. Every time they get a new course, there's a similar setup.
Yeah.
So
look
that,
and feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Now, every course gets this, but you distinctly use Blackboard online for remote students, for totally online courses. Do they use them for the face-to-face too?
Yes, they do. Every professor has a Blackboard course. Every term it changes, and so they can upload new pertinent information, even if it's face-to-face or online. Now, our online is a little more controlled by our CAFE department, and they upload the content each term for us.
Tell me... Now, if you don't want to admit this, but I will tell you, the University of Adelaide has exactly the same sort of layout, and we have many professors who use it as storing their stuff. Okay, we call it. Basically, it's a digital repository. Now, what would you say? Are you getting a good rollout, a good take-up by your academic staff on using the collaborative tools? Where do they go? You know, how many people used the wikis, the discussions?
That's all relatively new for us because of our internet security sites. They have not allowed us to use all of those functions until recently. And so the wikis are just now coming into play, and we're starting to use collaborative through Blackboard, so that's all relatively new to us in the last 6 months or so.
That's very interesting because you're not alone there either. We are constantly struggling with that. The pedagogy has got to drive the technology and not the other way around. And, you know, you get... We are constantly interacting. I'm exaggerating when I say it's a hate relationship with ITS. It's not. They're all working really hard. But of course, their responsibilities their responsibilities to control and keep safe the whole environment. So how are you promoting that? How are you running workshops on the tools?
They do hold workshops for our faculty, and they're on a as need basis and a volunteer basis as well for the faculty to attend.
Do you get some good attendance? Are they getting it?
Yes, they are, actually. They did not plan on having as many show up to the last training session, and it was a very full room. It was standing room only.
Tell me, do you think the students are enjoying their Blackboard experiences, especially when it's been locked down like that?
I think they do.
Now they
do. Right, and yeah. Plus, because we have 60,000 students online, they have decided that graduate students have a deadline of Sunday and undergrad have a deadline of Monday, so that we split and everybody's not trying to, trying to get on all at one time.
With this live text, it's a different. If it's a different thing, you said from Blackboard. So tell me what
live text is actually live, and what you download, this professor can see immediately. Professor grades using rubrics, and when they upload it back, the students can see it immediately as well.
Is that a homegrown thing, live text? I'm not quite sure I'm following it.
They're based out of Chicago, and I'm not a whole lot of knowing exactly how it all relates. I just know Blackboard and live text do not talk to each other.
Okay. Tell me again what it does.
We use it to aggregate data and submit benchmark assignments so that the students can create a portfolio and so that they can, when they finish, they can actually give guest access and people can go in and look at portfolios, and it's all live data.
Do you find that it's really difficult to try to manage the Blackboard experiences and manage the on one side we've got our control. It's the same in Adelaide, right? We've got our control. We've got to manage the thing for a corporate thing. On the other side, you've got the innovative educator. How has that been balanced? Have you got any insight in that?
I do not personally have insight into how all of that is handled, no.
That's good. I've been talking with Rhonda here at Liberty University. The challenges of even 10,000 students is staggering. Thank you for your time, and we hope maybe we can talk again.
Thank you.